hour in utter darkness, feeling a strange serenity and understanding warming her soul.
Are you all right?
Doran's voice did not startle her. She had been expecting him to come to her.
The chamber will close itself in another few minutes, he said. We will have to leave.
Elverda took his offered hand and rose to her feet. She felt strong, fully in control of herself. The tunnel outside the chamber was empty. Where is Humphreys?
I sedated him, and then called in a medical team to take him back to his ship.
He wants to destroy the artifact, Elverda said.
That will not be possible, said Dorne. I will bring the IAA scientists here from the ship before Humphreys awakes and recovers. Once they see the artifact, they will not allow it to be destroyed. Humphreys may own the asteroid, but the IAA will exert control over the artifact.
The artifact will affect them strangely.
No two of them will be affected in the same manner, said Dorne. And none of them will permit it to be damaged in any way.
Humphreys will not be pleased with you once he recovers. He gestured up the tunnel, and they began to walk back toward their quarters.
Nor with you, Dorne said. We both saw him babbling and blubbering like a baby.
What could he have seen?
What he most feared. His whole life has been driven by fear, poor man.
What secrets he must be hiding.
He hid them from himself. The artifact showed him his own true nature.
No wonder he wants it destroyed.
He cannot destroy the artifact, but he will certainly want to destroy us. Once he recovers his composure, he will want to wipe out the witnesses who saw his reaction to it.
Elverda knew that Dorne was right. She watched his face as they passed beneath the lights, watched the glint of the etched metal, the warmth of the human flesh. You knew that he would react this way, didn't you? She asked.
No one could be as rich as he is without having demons driving him. He looked into his own soul and recognized himself for the first time in his life.
You planned it this way.
Perhaps I did, he said. Perhaps the artifact did it for me.
How could...
It is a powerful experience. After I had seen it a few times, I felt it was offering me...
He hesitated, then spoke the word.
Salvation.
Elverda saw something in his face that Dorne had not let show before. She stopped in the shadows between overhead lights. Dorne turned to face her, half machine, standing in the rough tunnel of bare rock.
You have had your own encounter with it, he said. You understand now how it can transform you?
Yes, said Elverda. I understand.
After a few times, I came to the realization that there are thousands of my fellow mercenaries, killed in engagements all through the asteroid belt, still drifting where they were killed. Miners and prospectors as well, floating forever in space, alone, unattended, ungrieved for.
Thousands of mercenaries?
The Chrysalis massacre was not the only bloodletting in the belt, said Dorne. There have been many battles out here. Wars that we paid for with our blood.
Thousands? Elverda repeated. Thousands of dead? Could it have been so brutal?
Men like Humphreys know. They start the wars, and people like me fight them. Exiles, never allowed to return to Earth again once we take the mercenaries' pay.
All those men... killed? Dorne nodded.
And women? The artifact made me see that it was my duty to find each of those forgotten bodies
and give each one a decent final rite. The artifact seemed to be telling me that this was the path of my atonement.
Your salvation, she murmured.
I see now, however, that I underestimated the situation.
How?
Humphreys. While I am out there searching for the bodies of the slain, he will have me killed.
No, that's wrong.
Dorne's deep voice was empty of regret. It will be simple for him to send a team after me. In the depths of dark space, they will murder me. What I failed to do for myself, Humphreys will do for me. He will be my final atonement.
Never! Elverda blazed with anger. I will not permit it to happen.
Your own life is in danger from him, Dorne said.
What of it? I am an old woman, ready for death.
Are you?
I was, until I saw the artifact.
Now life is more precious to you, isn't it?
I don't want you to die, Elverda said. You have atoned for your sins. You have borne enough pain. He looked away, then started up the tunnel again. You are forgetting one important factor, Elverda called after him. Dorne stopped, his back to her. She realized now that the clothes he wore had been his military uniform. He had torn all the insignias and pockets from it. The artifact. Who created it? And why?
Turning back toward her, Dorne answered, Alien visitors to our solar system created it, unknown ages ago. As to why, you tell me. Why does someone create a work of art?
Why would aliens create a work of art that affects human minds? Dorne's human eye blinked. He rocked a step backward. How could they create an artifact that is a mirror to our souls? Elverda asked, stepping toward him. They must have known something about us. They must have been here when there were human beings existing on Earth. Dorne regarded her silently. They may have been here much more recently than you think, Elverda went on, coming closer to him. They may have placed this artifact here to communicate with us.
Communicate?
Perhaps it is a very subtle, very powerful communications device.
Not an artwork at all?
Oh, yes, of course it's an artwork. All works of art are communications devices for those who possess the soul to understand. Dorne seemed to ponder this for long moments. Elverda watched his solemn face, searching for some human expression. Finally he said,
That does not change my mission, even if it is true.
Yes, it does, Elverda said, eager to save him. Your mission is to preserve and protect this artifact against Humphreys and anyone else who would try to destroy it, or pervert it to his own use.
The dead call to me, Dorne said solemnly. I hear them in my dreams now.
But why be alone in your mission? Let others help you. There must be other mercenaries who feel as you do.
Perhaps, he said softly.
Your true mission is much greater than you think, Elverda said, trembling with new understanding. You have the power to atone for the wars that have destroyed your comrades, that have almost destroyed your soul.
Atone for the corporate wars?
You will be the priest of this shrine, this sepulchre. I will return to Earth and tell everyone about these wars.
Humphreys and others will have you killed.
I am a famous artist. They dare not touch me.
Then she laughed.
And I am too old to care if they do.
The scientists, do you think they may actually learn how to communicate with the aliens?